Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Minions.
Well, hello there, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here with your mini-myth for the week. And it's about the painting Washington Crossing the Delaware by Emanuel Gottlieb Leutze. It's one of the most iconic images in American cultural consciousness. On Christmas night, 1776, the general, faced by a hostile and half-frozen Delaware River, mustered 13 men into a rowboat and crossed anyway. He was on his way to attack the Hessian soldiers, and those were German auxiliaries hired by the British to help fight the American Revolutionary War, who were stationed at Trenton. The painting obviously depicts Washington in a heroic stance. He's lit by the rising dawn, and he's headed towards glory. It doesn't depict what actually happened, though, because the artist didn't really intend to do that. Painted in 1851, 75 years after the event, it couldn't rely on first-hand sketches because there weren't any, and it couldn't rely on first-hand reports because those were very few. Washington did cross the Delaware River on Christmas 1776, but it was almost certainly on a big barge or what was called a Durham boat. Now, that's a wide cargo vessel designed to take heavy loads or large groups of people across the river. The crossing took place at night, not at dawn, and the American flag depicted in the painting wasn't designed until the next year, so it couldn't have been in the boat. After the crossing, however, Washington did go on to defeat the Hessians at the Battle of Trenton the next day. What's perhaps more interesting, Buzzkillers, is that Leutze didn't really try to depict the crossing with historical accuracy. Historians and art historians are convinced that Leutze was inspired and emboldened by the nationalist revolutions across Europe in 1848, including those that were taking place in his native Germany. Leutze had returned to Germany to support the revolutions there, and he saw parallels with the heroic example of Washington and the American patriots back during the Revolutionary War in the 18th century. Now, killers, this wouldn't have been the first example of an artist using an event from the past to reflect or support current political movements. Whether Washington crossing the Delaware later inspired revolutionaries to throw off the oppressive chains of royal and foreign dominance is impossible to measure. But we can hope. Talk to you next week.